Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hello there, I'm Mark Griffiths, a client partner at New Leaf Training and Development. And I'm joined today by Jerry Salzberg, who's a manager of client learning solutions at Deloitte. Jerry, for the last 15 years, New Leaf Training and Development has focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please, if you could start by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve, and I'll wrap up on the other side. Over to you, Jerry.
Sure. Thanks, Mark. So my name is Jerry Salzberg, and I just recently finished up a very successful career with Lockheed Martin Aerospace and Defense, where I served as a program manager and talent development consultant. I have since moved over to Deloitte, which is a consulting firm, one of the big four consulting firms. I'm a learning solutions manager there at Deloitte, and I have a team of 7 instructional designers and facilitators, and the work that we do supports the city, state, and federal government contracts that Deloitte has. And so I'm a talent development person, have been for a long, long time, specializing in leadership development. So just very excited to be able to talk to you, Mark, today about what I've learned. So, you know what, I think it really all comes down to being intentional. And you know, I told myself that if I was ever going to start my own practice, it would be called intentional leadership. And I'm almost ready to do that. But the whole idea behind being intentional, you know, we spend a lot of time teaching people, right, in talent development. We spend a lot of people teaching them how to be better at something. And sometimes it takes and sometimes it doesn't take. And, you know, I think that all of the money and the resources and the time and the effort that we put into training people and developing talent, it really becomes pointless unless people decide to be deliberate about applying that learning, right? So Mark, when you ask me, you know, what do we do to help individuals and organizations be better at what they're doing? I think it really comes down to helping people get better with EQ. And specifically in EQ, I think it has to do with understanding self and understanding others. And then once you have that grasp, once you understand kind of how you come at the world and how you work with other people, I think then you have the opportunity to really be intentional about flexing, about accommodating the styles of other people. And so it comes down to being able to read yourself, especially in times of stress and turmoil, and being able to read others, and then making a conscious decision to be deliberate about flexing your style, about flexing your approach. And if you're able to do that, well, Mark, I really think that we get so much opportunity that's really the secret sauce. People just work better together. We're more focused on others. We're more focused on the mission when we have a clear understanding of where we're coming from and where other people are coming from. So there's so much more I could say about that, but I think that's probably my 5-minute pitch is understanding and being deliberate.
I wrote down when you started, Jerry, passion and energy. Boy, are you passionate and energized about this subject. That was just awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. On behalf of everyone who's watching this back, I want to thank Jerry for his insights and the work you do with the organizations and people that you've worked with. So thank you, Jerry, for your time. And everyone watch this back, have a great rest of the day. Thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.